I know if I'm trying to get good with money, you should be trying to get good with money, okay? We are not our parents. We are not sitting at these jobs for 30 plus years, all right? Get Good With Money is a book that we're reading for season 19. Get it, got it good, whether it's digital, hard copy, from the library, it don't matter. Follow along, read along, do the steps, take notes, and learn something. Learn something financially, learn something about budgeting, learn something about debt, learn something about utilizing your assets, learn something about your 401k, learn something about stocks and bonds, but learn something, teach somebody, okay? Let's start the show.
I remember when Kobe was younger and you brought him over here, that man would be asking, "Where's my mom?"
I'm just like, hey. Total opposite now. You can't wait to get away.
My God, I wanted today to be over so bad.
Girl, who you told me? I can't barely keep my eyes open. This time change is kicking my ass.
It's not even a time change. It's just like after 3 o'clock, I'm just like, there's no need for the rest of this work day.
Like seriously.
Y'all really should have got y'all stuff done prior to 3 o'clock.
Like, dead ass.
Like, an 8-hour workday is, drawn it out.
Draining. Yeah. To me, it was an 11-hour day.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Because somebody quit, and it's like, now since somebody got to do all that work.
That's crazy. But that's what happens when people quit.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, or people get laid off.
That too.
I'm feeling the irritation of postal workers being laid off because I sent his package on the 3rd and it still hasn't gotten to him.
On February 3rd or March 3rd?
March 3rd.
I didn't even know the post office had laid off people.
They laid off the people that scanned the packages from the postal center. So it takes so much longer. So you know how like you'll put a tracking on a package and you'll can see this where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's scanning.
So who's doing that work now? Nobody? Or they just like
nobody. So it's just lingering in the facility, and if somebody grabs it to deliver it, eventually yes, it'll be delivered, but it's kinda like just put so much work on the other people.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. I had to put in a claim today just in case they don't find it.
When is his birthday?
It was the 6th. I paid that day for it to get there in 3 days.
Oh.
It was supposed to be delivered on the 6th.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sucks. That was like last Thursday.
Trash, girl. Trash. That's what that is. All right. So, what episode is this? I want to say this is episode 4. Am I a liar or not? Let me see.
Mm-mm. I did not read, but I kind of have an idea what we're going to talk about. I am struggling this season.
It's just so much.
There's so much going on. There's so much going on.
Okay. All right. So this is episode 5. All right. I'm cooking chicken, so I might get up. Episode 5, we're reading Getting Good With Money by Tiffany Alice Shea.
Mm-hmm. And,
this is, so what page are you on, B? On the Go book club in your pocket, because, you know, we just don't want to be stupid at work. So this is just what it is. This chapter is called 60% Whole, Invest Like an Insider, Retirement and Wealth. Now, this was supposed to be chapter 7 and 8, but chapter 7 was too damn long.
So
I just made this for 7. I'm going to skim through what she talked about. If we want to elaborate on something, we can. Just a disclosure, her retirement plan is not going to work for everybody. So I don't want everybody to be like, oh, I can't do that. Because, yeah, a lot of shit in here, I'm nowhere near, okay?
Yeah. But
I like the fact that she gives you a formula to figure out where you need to be, where you want to be, and to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning, she was talking about retirement. Retirement is basically you save money and you grow money that you save. I think people will never have enough money living in America because America is a hamster wheel. You never stop. You never stop needing. You pay off a fucking house, the property tax is probably going to kick you out the house.
Yep.
I'm saying, so it's like a hamster wheel. So if you're smart, I just believe at my age, at 37, get as comfortable as you can be in the process. Be safe. Be aware.
Yeah.
Get a plan where you're just like, okay, when I want to buy property, buy property that'll pay me in the U.S. and I don't have to be there. And do I want to buy property to live comfortably in another country? Because that's what makes sense to me. So I put America's a hamster wheel. You stack and you leave.
Yeah.
I think that's what smart people do. As far as wealth building, that's more you upgrade your life now and in the future, and you treat money like a plant. So you only put your money in places that it's going to grow. If your money is not going to grow somewhere, you're not going to invest in it. You're not going to put it in places to sit and not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for me, most of my money is sitting doing nothing. It's just like that whole finance area. I know I'm one of those people where I would have to pay someone to do it for me because I have no mental interest in the process of it. I'm just like, make it do something so I can mind other business. And that's how I am. But at the same time, I'm not at the point where I have money to pay somebody to do shit with my money yet. Yet. Okay. What else did she talk about? She talked about planning for investing for retirement. She talked about knowing how much you need to save, where to put your money, what investment mix / assets you should have, and automation with limited wizard costs. Okay.
I'm here. Yeah. Wait, the meeting had went out, but I don't know if she covered this, but I will say if you have money just sitting, put it in a high yield savings.
Yeah. I need to do that.
You can build something, some kind of interest.
She talked about earning more and spending less. In today's economy, that sounds nice, but that's not
it's not realistic. Yeah.
Hold on, let me check this meat.
Oh. You ain't cooking late.
I have to check this meat. I switched around the living room and I lost track of time.
Oh, Lord. I feel like you always switching shit around.
If I don't do it, I feel so bored.
I understand.
And if I don't do it, I feel this need that I need to buy something new. And I have to be like, Chantal, you don't need nothing new. You just need a new view.
Listen, if that's what keeps you from stopping and spending money, then by all means.
I'm proud of myself. I haven't been in Marshalls. I haven't been in TJ Maxx. Focused, okay? And ever since At Home raised their goddamn prices, I haven't been in that hole because why?
I haven't been in there either. But you know where I went today for the first time in a few weeks?
Yeah.
I went in Target.
Mm.
It was nobody in there. So quiet.
What time did you go?
I went like right after I picked up Kobe, so like at 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Wow.
I said, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Yeah.
But I needed a new toothbrush, so I invested in a different toothbrush, and I got some Trail Mix.
You got Sonic, or the Sonic, or the Oral B.
The Oral B.
Yeah, okay. I got tired of buying the tops for the Oral-B. I was like, I need a break.
Yeah.
But a new toothbrush does feel good.
It does. Okay, so adulting.
What was she talking about? She was talking about earning more and spending less. And she talked about what you should have set up for your retirement. So me, let's say, for example, at my age, let's say if I was making 50K, right?
Mm-hmm.
My number to do these examples. My aim should be 100K or 150K for retirement. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He said at 40, I should have at least 150K saved. I'm going to tell you right now, Shane ain't got it.
But I feel like that's so, like, unrealistic.
That was unrealistic. But if you think about the economy right now, by the time you get to an age where we're not going to be doing as much, we're going to need more than we think. That's why I feel like this idea that you save for your retirement and then you pay off your house eventually. There is no comfy living if you don't have more money coming in other than what you save for.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Like, I hate seeing old people at grocery stores working or big box stores working, but that's because what they have for retirement is not doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all of these older people who are on the verge of not getting their Social Security next month, and they have automated shit. They have their life insurance automated. And then if you think about that, what is that going to do to that industry if they can't pay for stuff? It's going mm-hmm. to be. Because if you think about it, it is only people who are like late 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s who care about making that payment. There's not a lot of young people that care about making that payment right now when they can't afford everything else. So, yeah.
And I feel like in these times that we're in, whenever you leave a job, you cashing that shit out.
No, yeah. Nobody trusts 401ks right now.
To be like just left in there. Like,
nobody trusts that. And I know I have a few 401ks from jobs that I've had.
Yeah, me too.
To put it in one place, so I don't have to worry about it. But yeah, 150K by 40. That's not where I am right now. But it sounds good. Okay. She gave me an idea of what I would need if that's something I wanted to focus on. She also talked about the FIRE movement, which is financial independence, retiring, and doing it early. Okay, so she had a whole page about that. She talked about being extra squirrel-like, where you can invest 25 times what your pay is for a bigger retirement. In reality, who the hell has 25 times of what their pay is? Most people can't move from where they are. Most places are asking for 3 times the rent to show proof that they can afford an apartment, which is stupid to me. That's, if you can make 3 times your rent, you need to go ahead and put a down payment on a house. Why is that being asked for an apartment?
Mm-mm. But people don't be thinking about like the long term of it. I feel like most of us are like just trying to get through the goddamn day.
We are. But it's turning into technically I should be able to have this apartment by myself. But on documents, you are telling me I don't make enough. So now I have to have 3 other people living in this apartment with me that was made for one. Because on paper it looks good.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me, but that's what they're doing. They're doing it with young people. They're doing it with people in their 30s who do not have kids, who don't get like that tax break to stack a little bit of money and put it somewhere so it can make some money. They're doing it with older people, where a lot of older people, they don't live with their kids, or maybe they didn't decide to have kids. So they're really struggling on having a place to find. And honestly, they already projected that there won't be enough beds for any of us in our 30s to be in a retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
And
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
But I think about a lot of people in my age bracket, a lot of them don't want kids. So what is your
plan?
What is your plan?
Yeah, they don't want more kids. They don't want kids at all, because they know that it's going to come with a price that they can afford.
Can you afford to be by yourself when you're old?
Period.
Can you afford to be by yourself when you're old and the robots are taking over and there's no real jobs for you and your body doesn't work?
Yeah. And who are you going to pass all that wealth and inheritance down to keep it going?
That's what the founder of Hermes did.
Yeah.
Gave all his assets and properties to his gardener. I know his family was pissed about that. But hey, people do that. She talked about if you can't invest 25 times your salary, multiplying your salary by 12 and save that much if you don't want to retire early.
Mm-hmm.
I think people who retire early are very vigilant. Did I say that word right?
Yes.
Okay. And they're just really aggressive when it comes to where their money is. Those are the people that calculate their bills down to the cent. And they call somebody to be like, I feel like you charged me 3 cents more this month. What? Who's paying attention to that? I have
no idea.
They called and they was like, oh, this person always pays over what their bill is. And they want to know why their bill keeps fluctuating in cents. Because you keep paying more than we're billing you. So then the bill, the premium has to recalculate. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, people like that irritate me, but those are the people who retire early because they track every fucking thing. I don't feel like they're cheap. I feel like they're super on top of their money and on top of their spending. And I think it's very commendable, but...
Mm-hmm.
You also live an anxious life.
And it takes time. Like, I'm not one of those people that be like penny counting.
Yeah, I'm not calling no company because they charged me $5 extra this month. I'm not calling no company because my bill is short by $2. But these people do this.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like the richest, cheapest person you'll ever meet.
Well, for facts, when I worked at Dunia Bank in New York, they would come in all the time and be like, I want everything in the window. But I bet you they know where their money at.
Listen, it's giving Bill Cosby.
It's crazy, but it's real people out here like that. She talks about naturally receding expenses, meaning when you get older, you're going to get senior discounts. If you don't know, we're in our 30s. We can apply for AARP and get some discounts at this age. She talked about less money is going to be spent on house things, which is true. But if we have people fighting over tariffs and energy, all your extra money is probably going to go to your electric bill or your gas bill.
Right.
She talked about people as they get older will spend less money on the commuting. True. But it's also going to be the question of, can you afford a car payment when you get older? Can you afford car insurance when you get older? Because that shit is through the roof right now. And she talked about determining your contribution amount. 20% or more of your income, you should be contributing to your retirement. Let's say if you have 50K, that means it's going to take you 10 years into your retirement. She talked about the rule of 72, meaning the number of years required to double your money. So you take 72 and you divide it by the interest rate you earn. And that will equal the years it will take you to double your money. So I did an example. So let's say if I did 72 divided by 8% interest that I'm going to earn on my money, it would take 10.29 years to double my money. So the higher percentage that you put in, the faster you'll get to the point where you can double your money. Let me check my meat.
It sounds good, but I guess for me, it just seems like so far-fetched because we're in like this nickel and dime economy.
Where am I getting this money from is the question.
Yeah, like where is this extra coming from? And then you got the freaking Georgia Power sending $400 utility bills over here. It's like, what's going on?
So sorry for the people near Canada.
What happened near Canada?
Girl?
Did I miss it? I've been like so out the loop.
So Trump couldn't agree with the president or political person in Canada about the percentage of the tariffs. So he raised the tariffs to 25% for American goods.
He gonna piss some people off.
He threatened to raise the amount of energy costs when it comes to people's electric bill who live in Michigan, New Hampshire, and New York. So that means they're going to be paying hundreds of dollars more on their electric bill if he raises it. And he threatened to turn the fucking electric off.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. And see, Canada is one of the most peaceful countries. Like, why is he trying to, like, cause a rift between them?
And then that man got up and said today he want to get rid of income taxes. So, yeah. Trump is doing the most. On page 182 to 184, she shares some hacks about retirement. She talked about job matching and profit share programs, taking advantage of those at your job if they have them. She talked about your retirement goal being 25 times your income. She talked about your retirement goal being 12 times your income. She talked about how you would do that. She talked about an option of you just making more money to quickly double it, which is going to be the thing that most people are going to have to do, figure out a way for you to make more money. The fifth thing she said is utilize your Roth IRA, and I'll explain that later. She talked about investing a lower annual percentage and how that will help you. And number seven, she talked about, is your employer retirement package being offered? So if there's a certain employer retirement package, she told us to look into that. Then she got into where to put your money. All right. This is where she talked about your 401k, which is offered by companies, but they have fees. She talked about stocks, which are a portion or a piece of ownership in a company, not all of it. She talked about bonds, which is fixed income, loaning money to a company or state that pays you back money with interest. She talked about mutual funds, a collection or a basket of stocks, bonds, and securities that you can buy and sell. She talked about ETFs, which is a exchange-traded fund that can be bought, sold, or traded as a stock of mutual funds. And she talked about index funds, which is the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industry, whole thing where all the people be in that room looking at numbers and stuff, driving themselves.
Listen, I just got into that last
week. Girl!
Literally got into it last week.
Overwhelming.
Very. And I'm just at the tip top of the shop, so
it's a lot.
And I got somebody help me with that. Like I couldn't do that shit by myself.
Oh no.
It was too much.
Yeah. She talked about the market, which is a collective pooling of buyers, sellers of stocks and shares of companies. And she also said, anytime you have a human who's closely interacting with you and your money, you're going to have to pay a higher fee.
Oh.
Which makes sense. You know, if you have an accountant, you're going to pay a higher fee for them to manage your money. But we all see with Rihanna, Steve Harvey, a lot of other celebrities who make a lot of money, having the wrong accountant will have the IRS locking your ass the fuck up.
No, seriously.
And taking your everything. So you can't even be, you can't even have the mind comfort of an accountant, because they will take your money or not pay your taxes and you'll find yourself in a deeper hole. So you have to pay attention to that. I think Usain Bolt, another one where his accountant basically fucked his shit up. You have to pay attention to, like, you have to be able to pay for an accountant and then pay for somebody to watch the accountant.
To watch it, yeah, to watch it. Like,
but
accountant and a lawyer.
Yes. Too. Yes, it's crazy. She talked about the exchange, which is the place where all of the New York stock market and details come together. She talked a little bit more about the S&P 500 index, the Dow Jones Industrial Index, the NASDAQ Composite Index. I didn't really get into that because she was speaking French to me at that point, because that's not where I am in my life.
Girl, I told you, I just started last week. I
still don't know. That is not where I am in my life. now, I did some research and I also read upon the traditional IRA and the Roth IRA.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know what that is, but they have so a traditional IRA, when it comes to contributions, is tax deductible. A Roth IRA is after taxes.
Yeah.
A traditional IRA, when it comes to withdrawals, is taxable as income. It's good if you want immediate tax deductions. A Roth IRA is tax-free if you meet certain conditions. It's good if you expect to be in a higher tax bracket when you retire, and you can withdraw your contributions tax-free at any time. But it, your earnings are taxed if you take it out before you're 59 and a half years old.
Yeah. And I will say that stuff is easier to set up. So, and I started mine with $5. So you don't got to go put thousands of dollars in there. Like, just start minimum and let it wrap up.
Yeah. Then she got into a SEP IRA, which I knew nothing about, but it makes sense. If you are self-employed, you don't have access to a company's 401k because you're not working for a company. So instantly I thought about somebody like my brother. He owns his own business. He has his own employees, but he does not have like 401k set up for them. A SEP IRA is basically a simplified employee pension. Basically, you set up your own system of your retirement through the money that you bring in. She talked about different scenarios also when it comes to your retirement if you don't have the traditional company job. She put questions in there like, should I pay down my debt or invest? So if you're thinking about that, you can find details about that in the book. Do you want to learn how to invest? That's an honest question people have to ask themselves. It sounds good, but it does take you learning about it. Nobody's really going to do it for you unless you have the money to pay them. And she talked about what your financial goals are and knowing what your financial goals are. She talked about choosing your investment mix and create the right investment mix for yourself. So some people have properties, some people just do stocks, some people put their money in certain accounts that'll grow for them. And some people have different types of assets that they can sell. All of that great things. I didn't really get into that because that's not my life, okay? But it's in the book if you want to read it. She talked about the rule of 110, where you subtract your age from 110 and you use a bigger number as your stock percentage and you use a smaller number as your bond percentage. So for me, it would be 110 minus 37, which would be 73.
Mine's 76, and I'm far-fetched from whatever number.
So it would be 73% in stocks that I would do and 27% in bonds. And then next year, your percentage should change as you get older, which makes sense. So that's how you would measure that. So the formulas are in there. You just need to plug in your own numbers. She talked about the TDF, which is the Target Date Fund. It provides automated investment mix. So you don't have to deal with any age math. So if you don't want to do what we just did, that does it for you. And you can pay a person to manage this if you have the money. If you don't have the money, you need to learn it yourself. Number four, she talked about setting up automation and limiting your withdrawals and loans as much as you can. This will involve you living with low expenses. You save when you can as much as you can, and you be aggressive when you return the loan to your retirement account. So, like, I've borrowed from my 401k before to get my truck, my CRV, when I had insurance, and the way that I paid it back was through my paycheck.
Yeah, me too. I borrowed from mine when I bought my house.
Yeah, so you can do that. You just have to make sure you pay yourself back. She talked about investing for wealth building, where number one, you know your baseline requirement before you start. Number two, you set investing goals and you stick to them. Number three, what type of investor are you? Are you active, passive, or in between? She talked about figuring out the best management type for you. Do you want to be hands-on or do you want somebody else to manage it? Number five, she talked about what's the best investment vehicle for you. Y'all can read about on that. And number six, she talked about starting to invest and automating it and ignoring it. Meaning you don't check to see where the numbers are because you might be tempted to touch something you don't need to touch. So just let it stack. So that was a great chapter if you want to get to retirement and investment. I would suggest people to read that. Also, for next episode, it will be on the 25th of March. That will be for chapter 8. And it will be called Get Good With Insurance. Now, closing. Kiki, Casey, and myself, we work in insurance. So let me say this now. We are not going to give y'all insurance financial advice. We are just reading the book. Okay. Yeah. We cannot give you insurance financial advice because that would go against our jobs.
We're not licensed anymore.
Okay. And we are just reviewing the book. So y'all got 14 days to read up on that, get familiar with that, and really think about where this economy is headed. And do you have the extra money to be putting towards a life insurance policy or a policy? Or different types of insurance policies, and are you okay with that sitting there? And can you trust the people who you have your life insurance with? So just be mindful of that. But yeah, that was basically the most of chapter 7. If you want to review it, If you are not there yet and you want to get to it later on, please do that. But yeah, let me go check my meat.
You and it's meat.
It's chicken.
I had Jim and Nick's again.
We've been eating pasta in here for the past 3 days.
Girl, pasta's filling.
Looks like we need some chicken.
I think I'm going to go to Trader Joe's this weekend.
I wanted to go this past weekend, but my mind is going to let me drive into Atlanta.
Listen, who you telling?
I don't know how people get in Atlanta when the weather's nice. Anything you want to talk about before we close out?
No, life is I think life thing for me. I'm trying to find a place to live.
How's that going?
It's going. It's difficult to try. It's like I got the house, but the schools are trash, and then I got the school, the good schools, but the homes are trash. So I'm trying to find like a happy medium. Yeah. So I don't know. Like every day, I'm just taking time to research. I feel like I'm a damn realtor.
Yeah, because you're not there, it's kind of like you got to pay attention to all the.
I know. And then it's like you reach out and they want you to come. I'm like, I don't live there yet. Like, is there a virtual tour option? Like, come on, it's 2025. Like,
but most places do that now.
Yeah, but these ones that I'm seeing, they come on, they don't offer no virtual tours. Okay. I don't know. But yeah, it's going. I'm sure I'll find something. But that's all I got.
Well, I'm excited about this weekend coming.
Oh, yeah, because your man coming in town. Is this the weekend where he's meeting the girls?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm off the nails.
And then in 2 weeks, I'm going to Charlotte because he wants to go to this concert.
Okay.
And then next month will be Ari's birthday month.
Well, that sounds fun. I hope you have a good family weekend.
No, I hope the weather's good.
I hope so, too. Yeah. I'm going to see my man Peace next month.
Woo! Are you excited?
I'm excited, but I'm also nervous because I've never been on the other side of the world before. So
neither have I, girl. Neither have I.
We're going to see, but I also feel like I'm going to a place where there's a whole bunch of black people, so I'll be all right.
Just gonna be a culture shock.
Yeah, I think so too. I just want to get over the flight. The flight is 11 hours.
Jesus Christ. Are you leaving at night here or in the morning?
My flight leaves Atlanta at four in the evening. And then I'll get to Germany at like 7 in the morning. And then from Germany to Nigeria at like 6 that evening.
Yeah.
I know.
That's very
like the time zone.
I know. That's going to trip you up.
Like, I'm like, bruh, I hope I'm not like asleep at 2 in the afternoon.
Just be careful with the coffee.
Oh my God! Why was it with the coffee?
The coffee will give you the shits. Their coffee is strong.
Oh hell no! Mm-mm. I'm already regular.
And I hope you're doing your squats because their toilet is in the ground. Someplace.
Lord have mercy. Well, I've been doing my squats for other reasons.
What do you know? I cannot.
Too funny.
It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, it's good. What else do I need to say? If you want to know more about the book or the chapters we already read, go to shambipotting.com. If you want to grab the book, you can grab the book at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. And if you want to purchase anything from the shop for merch to support the podcast, you can go to Let's Shop with Teespring. Mm-hmm. We are on Twitter and we are on IG. And again, the podcast is So What Page We On Bed. Okay. Mm-hmm. You just need to read more. Okay.
Yeah. I know I do.
You need to read more.
When life comes, child. Ooh, like life just been life. It's like one week after another. Yeah. But yeah. If anybody out there like me who ain't caught up yet, you got 2 weeks to get caught up.
We're going to be talking insurance stuff.
That should be an interesting topic.
Yeah. What don't I know already?
I don't know much about life and health, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I just feel like at a certain point, you gotta be living a certain way to just let money go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But I'm Shan, that's Kiki. Casey is handling life, okay? Shout out to Casey and his
Mancoon
promotion and his Mancoon cat.
Yes.
Got a new kitty, okay? So I guess you can say now he got a pussy cat. All right. But other than that, we are out of here, okay?
Good night.
Have a great night. Ta-ta. Bye. Bye. Thank you.